The Senate has released its version of the 2017 Defense Authorization Bill. In it are new reforms to the military health care system. But those reforms clash with what the House version of the bill proposes, the big fight over annual enrollment fees. Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni joins me to explain more. Scott, what does TRICARE need reforms for? Why are they reforming it?
Well, TRICARE's been around since the probably 1990s, and basically the costs have been increasing almost exponentially. They're thinking within the next 10 years that healthcare costs are going to cost about 20% of the DOD budget. So that's a big problem for DOD, considering that they, you know, want to use this for weapons and lots of other things.
I mean, 20% of their budget is about what they spend on procurement.
That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, $100 billion or so. Other than that, they also want to give good health care to the 10 million people that are in TRICARE. You know, that includes active duty military families, reserve families, guard families, and also just, you know, regular military people as well, and some DOD civilians.
So they have to bend down that cost curve because that's something that's growing and growing every year. Even though the forces are getting smaller, the future bill is out of sight.
That's correct. And part of the problem is that they don't want to devalue what is going on with the insurance. They don't want to give bad insurance to these beneficiaries. So, you know, they have this really kind of a Sophie's choice between getting the money that they need and also the care that the beneficiaries need.
So it's a choice of lowering, keeping the premiums low, keeping the costs low, but worsening the insurance or keeping the level of insurance as costs go up.
Right.
All right. Before we get to the Senate bill, what is in the House bill?
So the House bill, they've turned some heads with what they're doing. They are saying if you join the military in 2018 or afterward, active duty family members are going to have to pay an annual enrollment fee. And there's also going to be some deduction increases as well. So that's kind of a big deal, especially for some service member lobbying groups. You know, they're saying that this is an extra burden, that, you know, they already have to start paying into retirement accounts and they're getting less money for basic housing allowance. So what the actual numbers are, I think it's going to go up. So for TRICARE Prime, they've turned it into two different plans. TRICARE Prime is going to be $180 for an individual and $360 for a family. That's annually. Retired beneficiary is going to pay $325 for an individual and $650 for a family. Now there's TRICARE
Again, Preferred. This is all in the House bill.
This is in the House bill, correct. There's TRICARE Preferred. That's a little more robust. A plan would be $300 for an individual annually and $600 for a family. And retirees would pay $425 individually, $850 for a family.
And so that number for the individual then is presumed to be the spouse.
Right.
And if they're children, then it would be the family plan. But the service member still has no fee for him or herself.
Correct. Yeah, active duty, they don't have to pay anything.
All right, that's the House version. What is the Senate proposing in its NDAA?
So the Senate, and you know, I went to a recent congressional backgrounder meeting with some staff members there, and they didn't want to put anything on the active duty military families. They thought that was a bad idea. So where they're kind of putting the onus of this cost is onto working age retirees. And so those retirees are going to see bigger pays because the pool's a lot smaller. You know, they don't get these active duty family members in their pool. So it's going to increase. What they're doing is they're making this increase sort of phased in. So it'll start with $150 for the lower care, and the higher care will start at about $300.
And then
That's per year. Yeah.
So to the rest of us in the private sector, it still seems like the best bargain that you could ever get.
That's correct. Yes, it does seem like that. But, you know, like I said, the service member lobbying groups, they said there's a lot of different things that are going into these family decisions. You know, they still have basic housing allowance that's going down. They have to pay for retirement, things like that.
And also it's a change in the compact or the agreement they thought they had when they might have joined up 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Right, right. And, you know, it's important to remember also that at least for the House bill, this won't happen for people until 2018 that join. So if you join before 2018, you don't have anything to worry about.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. And so we have these widely divergent bills, at least in terms of how it treats TRICARE. How's this going to get resolved?
So the way that this will be resolved is there's still an amendment process for the Senate. So when the Senate goes to the full body, That could change. You know, they could put in some amendments. The House is expected tonight to pass their version of the bill. They have 375 different amendments in there already. But, you know, we'll see if how many of those make it through. And, you know, they're going through the Rules Committee and everything. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, if that does go through, passes both the houses the way it is, then they'll have to figure it out in Congress. In conference. So that's going to be something that's, you know, we're going to see how that ends up. They're going to have to fight it out together. The President Obama has already put out a statement of policy saying that he would veto the House bill if it were just to come to his desk the way it is now. So the president also has a say in these things.
All right. So they could go one way or the other. What about the Pentagon? Well, I guess they have to say what the president would say.
Right. Yeah, that's the statement of policy for them, too.
Any other provisions in either of these bills that would do something on the cost end of TRICARE? Because what we've been talking about is the revenue end to offset the costs. But what about the rising costs?
Right. So that's something that I think they're trying to put a lot of emphasis on. They as in what I'm saying is Congress. And what they're trying to do is lower the amount of people that have to go to emergency rooms, lower, you know, this really high risk population. By doing that, they're creating specialized care centers of excellence, kind of like the Cleveland Clinic, where they have a bunch of hospitals, but only three or four will specialize in, you know, some will be cancer, some will be knee surgery. That takes down the readmission rate. It helps a lot of people, you know, get better care and have better doctors around them. Some other things they're doing is the Senate bill is putting in $400 million for healthcare modernization. So it's a lot of money to try and make things better, and we'll see where it ends up.
Is that modernization for facilities or for practices? What do they mean by that modernization word?
So that's one thing we haven't really heard yet. You know, the Senate bill, it takes a while to get out, to go through the government printing office. So we're going to have to wait until they actually put the legislation out before we can get those questions answered.
And one thing we do know, though, is that the NDAA is the one thing, maybe the only thing, that Congress has managed to get done every year without any interruption.
That's right. They're over, I think this is the 55th year in a row. So, well, if they pass it this year.
So what shred of pride they have left is at stake in this particular NDAA.
That's right. They got to get it done.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossione. Thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.